Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many Christians are now very stressed out about the upcoming presidential election. That's the headline. David James and I will have more on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Many believers seem to be very stressed out about this election. Are we placing too much emphasis on the political process?
Well, I think we are. There are several biblical principles that we need to keep in mind as believers. One is that the Lord is absolutely sovereign and He is in control. Daniel was taken captive to Babylon, and Daniel moved to a position of one of the highest places in the Babylonian government. He completely submitted himself to the Lord. If we read in Daniel 2:21 concerning the Lord, that He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. So we understand that we should be trusting in the Lord. It's wrong for Christians to worry. We do the best we can, but we trust the Lord for the outcome.
Let me ask you this then, David. One of the arguments frequently given for voting for one candidate over another is related to the appointment of Supreme Court justices. Is this a reliable measure?
That's a great question. I did some research into this. I looked back at the Supreme Court justice nominations all the way back to President Nixon, and there have been 20 Supreme Court justices who have been appointed during that time. And of those, 16 of them have been appointed by Republican presidents, and only 4 of them have been appointed by Democratic presidents. This is not necessarily a good measure because we are in the situation we're in with Roe v. Wade, the ruling on the same-sex marriage and various things that have been brought up over the past 50 years. We're looking at decisions made by a Supreme Court that has been largely appointed by Republican presidents. So I think it's a little bit of an illusion to think that this is going to make a major difference, and it doesn't always turn out the way you want.
Very important input from my broadcast partner, David James. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God put in place human government some 3,500 years ago to lead this world into the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6 is the record of how God established human government as an institution so that He could use it to direct His people that He had created located here on the earth. Down through the centuries, God has used human government to accomplish His will in the lives of humankind. Today and into the future, we will see that God will continue to use human government, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17, where it reveals how the Lord will put in place the future, the millennial kingdom, and use human government to bring that about. Today, we must continue to trust God's plan by obeying those in human government, Romans chapter 13, and pray for those in those places of higher authority. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...